Chapter 1. A Strange Message. Otto Liedenbrock is the famous professor of geology at the University of Hamburg in Germany. He is also my uncle. He is 65 years old, not very tall, with grey hair. He wears small round glasses that makes him look very serious. I'm Axel. I'm only 19 and the professor's personal assistant. I watch my uncle very carefully when he works. That's why I know so much our planet Earth. My uncle, the professor, is a hard worker. He spends most of his day in his laboratory at the university, so he never comes home before 2 o'clock for lunch, but food is not important for him. He took me into his library. It was a big room with lots of bookcases against the walls and heavy velvet curtains in front of the windows. In the middle of the room, there was a desk where my uncle spent most of his evenings. He took an old book out of his pocket. I found it today in an old bookshop. It's 700 years ago. It's about the old princess from Norway who came to live in Iceland. It's special because it is written in a language that no one uses anymore. It was an old yellow piece of paper with the same strange letters on it. He took a thick book from the old languages in the world which people do not speak today. Axel, write down these letters as I read them to you. When we finished, this is what they said. Go into the volcano at Snæfellsjökull before the 1st of July. The sun will show you the way to the center of the earth. Make this journey. It is fantastic. Arne Saknussemm. I can't believe that. He was a famous scientist. He wrote many strange things about the earth, but no one believes him. They said he was crazy. He left this piece of paper in the old book for someone to find. Do you understand, Axel, how lucky we are? Master Axel, you are going to Iceland. What? Uncle, I can't go. The professor looked at me calmly. You can, and you will.